Hello, welcome to Da Illuminati. This is Joanna Morrow. You can reach me at DaIlluminati024 or join us joyemporium both at gmail.com. Amara. Amara. It is top of the morning to ya. Good morning, Ra. Sun God, shine down upon me and bless me and my family. Yeah, buddy. I am not. People have already heard this in thought form. I am solidifying what is in thought form. I will not be preserving your culture for you. I will not be the model of preserving your culture. I will not be a model of procuring your culture when it's silly for me to do so. Solidifying racism. People that say Piccaninny, Holly McDaniel, you know, this racial stuff is something I do not want to procure in my body. It's not something that I would promote for the world, and I don't go along with that agenda. And for you to suggest that I would do something that is any less than elite class, you have your ass on backwards. I have high self-esteem, whether you want to say anything about my tummy or not. It's here. I said I'm aware less is best, but it's just the way my body is. It's just the way it worked after having children, and I just held on to some of the weight as a protection, because as you see, all of you punk asses are continuously sending stuff, signals directly to the solar plexus in the stomach, which is really unladylike, which is really not a gentleman. But all of your futile missions will be aborted, and I will be back to normal, and the cosmos and God will bless me for having to endure and deal with this bullshit. And you'll just be out of a line. You'll just be out of energy. So, because I've been having to deal with mental health crisis, one-on-one, not listening. The message yesterday was to focus on the future. I have people that are still going, worried about whatever. They're in a financial crisis, I guess. But like I'm saying, you making a speech and you're freezing me out. You think you're freezing my people, whoever that is, which is 50% of the world, more than it, you know, you're just making an ass of yourself. If you assume, because, you know, assume is spelled A-S-S-U-M-E. If you assume first three letters of that word, you make an ass out of yourself. You're not freezing me out of anything when you don't own it. And you can't maintain it. The President's Book of Secrets. No. You would not be my friend because you don't understand. I operate on a Pocahontas level, not with her being deceived by the soldier and like this, them burning up her teepees or and stuff like that, you know, because it's been like that, like with the New World. It was that with, what is that movie that starts with an avatar, Pocahontas, like it's all the Indian princess takes in the white man because he's so charming, and then he changes his mind like white people do, and you know, kills her father and her family and burns the city to the ground, and it's over because nobody fucking got that. Don't just lay your fucking grapes in the fucking field and bow and submit to somebody you don't know just because they look really awesome. But it is what it is. I'm just saying, like, I am Pocahontas in a sense that, yes, I speak to the wind. Yes, I speak to the birds. Wake up, the birds are looking at me and chirping and speaking to me. All animals do. I'm very animal friendly. All animals love me on this earth. All animals know I am the queen of the earth. You know, I just don't want to be out and I'm just feeling good. Like, I'm at the zoo and, you know, I'm looking to left for 5 seconds so I can hear how it feels to listen in that direction. And, you know, the animals are all like saying these wonderful things, and then somebody's just like, you're not getting me fast enough. It's like, what? You're not getting me fast enough. It's like, you're not there with me. Like, you know, so I would need friends that understand how to interact with the earth and, you know, the wind and the cosmos and all of that. Not just, you know, let me say something to get over you right now because it's so practiced and so rehearsed and so choreographed and, you know, so collaborated. And, you know, a lot of the time, well, mostly all the time, 100% of the time, I'm not impromptu. And I go out there and I live my life, what happens in it, you know, I'm living at that minute. I'm not living like in a thought, you know, that I've walked in for 5 years, you know, so it's just, it doesn't add up. But it seems like I'm the only one on the earth that really, you know, gets, you know, people jumping on TV, gracing the TV in this way, not gracing the TV, disgracing the TV, disgracing households, and saying, I am a white man, I am a white woman, I'm gonna spit out my venom, you accept it because you're a black person, all black people mean this to me. But what you are doing wrong and what's not working for you financially or otherwise is that you're trying to procure that in my spirit, within my doctrine that I have in me, within my commandments, within my policy. You want me to stupidly sign off on something and you're gonna hurt unassuming people. And you know, I hate that. You know, the difference between having a wicked queen and a righteous queen is I don't want, like, unassuming people to get destroyed. Especially, like, kids, because, yeah, I come from a broken home. And I didn't have a father's influence and, you know, a male influence that way. My family was mostly women. And guys out there prey on, and women especially, prey on, you know, kids who may come from broken homes, and they try to trick them, and, you know, they'll offer them an edible, and the girl will feel special, and this is the first time she'll feel this way, and boys, and then, you know, they may take them away or something, and you know, this whole situation was an idea because, you know, I have all these aristocratic people who can't even cable their own brain snares. And of course, they're going to try to fuck with me. And I got people around the world that wants to fuck with me just because, you know, I'm not in their position. And it's like when I'm speaking, like, I don't want to see my past mistakes in the world. Now that I'm here and I do have this influence, I don't want to see those past mistakes. I'd rather do something for people that's going to help them progress. I would rather see Joannas out there, boys and girls, that can be successful and bypass all the hell that I had to unnecessarily go through. Because that is my world. You think I'm up here, anybody that's an influence brings people with them. Whatever and whoever that niche or that society may be. And I don't think it's responsible by any means, especially with me having children, having black children, to agree with somebody that wants to dominate me because they think I'm a baboon and I'm stupid because I am beautifully brown. That is jealousy. Just having to deal with all of the jealousy. I'm beautifully brown and I'm white, so therefore you're below me. You're mentally incapable and incompetent, and you do what I say because I have you on some imaginary leash. It's just nuts. And I will not be procuring that in my spirit, in my psychic, for you. Because only I'm the person that can do it. You have your wife. Like I said, whatever sexual thing you have going on with anyone, you have everything around you, right? You have more than me, which is, you know, the richest plague on society. We have more than you. And so you have it going on, right? You have it going on enough to where your bitch ass will get on TV and say that you're white, look at me. I want the world to know that I can do this. As a criminal in most times, I want the world to see this. This is what makes me feel good right now. This is what makes me happy to represent as a business, as a company, as an entity that may pay other people. This is who I am. This is what you accept. Somebody got on TV yesterday listening to Da Illuminati, which has no viewers or whatever. Obviously, it doesn't need to because it is sealed and seemed to your spirit, and said, I don't believe in you. You're a weak black woman. Plain and simple. You know, I just got in, went to Walmart, you know, got some toiletries, had some Burger King, you know, carried too much. I don't get how I carried a litter and pull-ups, a box of pull-ups and like five bags. It was just too much. And I get in and I'm just like unloading everything onto the couch. And, you know, this guy is like super anxious on TV. I just want you to know that you're just a weak black woman. I just want you to feel so I can break you down like we are back in 1605, 1604, 1601. I just want you to feel that you are a weak black woman. Okay, this is the world. This is the world. And you wonder why the government get on TV and say we are here to help her absorb some of this. Think about it, people. Think about it. You're having a good... Doesn't that sound like the Klan to you? Who does that sound like? Does that sound like, Lord forbid, little black girl walking home alone on the side of the road and somebody in a pickup truck comes by and stops? Lord forbid that will ever happen. Watch your kids. Does that sound like that Klan hit and run? Does that sound like little black girl walking on the side of the road, some douches roll down the window and say something derogatory or sexual, of course, to make the person's mood change? It kind of does, doesn't it? It kind of does. And 10 years ago, we were talking about that Klan and that Willie Lynch still being present, because I believe it was until recently that the Willie Lynch, the self-proclaimed letter, expired. It's supposed to work for 1,000 years. It's the Willie Lynch, and, you know, black people are horses, and you put the bits in the horse's mouth. I think that's part of it. All right, so you have these Willie Lynchers out there in society, interwoven, looking like normal people, looking like the Men in Black, and getting on TV, little black girls walking on the side of the road, white man pulls up in a red pickup truck. I just want you to know, you're a weak black woman. That was too glamorized. It was more disgusting than that. You know, like, my whole day is trying to stay incorporated in the world, in society, keep a good outlook, look at somebody and think a positive thought instead of, you know, why are you here? Why are we all here? What is the preponderance of the earth? It's a poem, you know, whatever, even worse. And, you know, just take in some social media, see what's going on with the world, take in some news, see what's going on, and just, you know, staying current. And, you know, I go out and I have to defend myself. I'm not sure if it's like that with everyone else, but when people are acting like assholes, you know, it's like you have to defend yourself. I have a kid, I have to defend myself. I have a little one, I have to defend myself. And so there's just a lot going on, and you motherfuckers are here. You're here. You know what the fuck is going on. What the fuck? And so, you know, I'm just rolling in, which must be the most attractive time at the altar. And then it's like, I just want you to know, I don't think you're strong at all. I think you're a weak black woman. It's like, I can't say it enough. It's just black girl walking home innocently, you know, coming from something that was like, you know, not a baby shower, but, you know, some type of activity. You're walking home. You're just like, I don't feel like walking anyway. And I want to get home safely. And I'm self-contained and everything is all right. And then somebody, I just want you to know you're not strong at all. You're a weak. It's just, it's things like that that will have me reflect. You know, will I go out today and am I going to look like a caveman with my head down? No, I'm not. Because guess what? Government, and this shouldn't have been, I've taken abuse like that before, and it shouldn't be. Whoever you think you are, from whatever spot you think you're coming from whatever spell you think you're, the Kimmies, because everybody uses them as an excuse. They're still here, motherfuckers. You know, everybody, oh, it's an excuse. Oh, we don't have a soul. Bless me, soul. They're still here. You obviously are soulless. And they will be there for every bit of it and take the best pictures or what have you. Or you can think their pictures are the trash of the earth, whatever. They'll be here. And they're wearing high fashion, so you guys think you're out here like you're Anna Wintour or something like that. I have been baptized in the unholy spirit, and I am speedily bringing this message, speedily, the clothes, speedily, bringing this message to you. I am a useless human being who gets spelled, and I go out here like a block and do whatever comes to my mind because I have a government that makes laws that I can be protected while abusing and attacking people, which will not be. It's like, think about the high level that I'm on, people. Think about the level of having to deal with something like that. You have a person who is putting their company at risk, their name at risk, their reputation at risk, but they think they have so much power that they are untouchable. That's what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with people who think they are untouchable, who don't care about the reputation of the job they represent, the reputation of the society, the university, whatever. All they need to do is tell me that one message, that I'm not strong and that I'm a weak black woman. Now, this is Joanna as a woman, but we should have all just been, you know, deceived. We should have all just been deceived. We should just be, you know, this should have never happened. We should have just all been deceived, right? So this is what's happening. But these people have carried over from this exodus for 10 years living in my psychic. So that means they carried it all the way through this exodus. But what was in the beginning is they were doing this stuff and able to get away with it. They were doing this stuff, and this is what they've always been doing. You know, but it was just, you know, people were more deceived. You know, so it's like little Joanna's going to work at Albuquerque, and, you know, racist guy, something doesn't go his way. You were supposed to be back from McDonald's 5 minutes ago. You are not strong. You are a weak black woman. And this is what they've been doing. They've been interjecting abuse and self-hate. And that's why I honestly think a lot of you people are still messed up. Like, you still jacked up in that system. Because you didn't understand what people have been saying. You didn't understand what people have been fighting against. Like I said, I was one of those people, racism doesn't exist, because I can totally tune it out and weigh things out. But there have been plenty of people saying about, you know, the white man is the devil. I don't really want to get into that, because there are devils on many fronts. Everybody wants to be a devil, you know. So, but I think they're specifically talking about the dynamic and the vernacular and the keeping up with it. That's what I think the white man is the devil means. It means that there are people that just can't keep up with it. But, take some coffee. Coming from a mixed background and knowing who I am and being a marketer, I understand there is a time and a place for race. There is a time and a place for sex. There is a time and a place for being discriminative in orderly fashion. Not I discriminate against you because I want to be a dominating alien. Discrimination is a word that can be used positively. You know, if I go to the store and I'm buying peaches, I may discriminate against the peach who has a worm in it or a black hole. I'm going to use my discrimination to get the best looking peach, and the rotten ones I am not going to take. That's the type of discriminating. Discriminating minds. I like fine arts, art deco, rather than, you know, this or that. There is a time and a place for all marketing tactics, okay? But you're just messing with the wrong person. I'm saying what the guy said, you're not a strong woman, you're a weak black woman. That works, dude. It works, okay? And unfortunately, it probably worked on a lot of people's minds. And this is what I'm saying about hopping on TV and being disgraceful instead of it used to be gracing the silver screen, gracing the television. But saying shit like that, risking jeopardizing the reputation of all that you have. Obviously, he felt it worked, right? But all I'm saying is I am not cut by the same cookie cutter and from the same sheet because it doesn't work on me. You're under me off top if you need my psychic. Whatever, I'm not strong, I'm a weak black woman, you still need me. So that makes you not even able to meet that standard. What the fuck are you talking about? You're a woman, babe. And it's really not, babe. I'm just putting that out there so you can have some more feeling. But, I mean, come on. Whatever you can do, I can do better. And I was going to do a show, but because I was watching something yesterday on TV and these people were just being jerks and saying like all this negative stuff. And I'm like, I'm going to do a show. And then I was like, no, I'm not going to be abusive. You know, because I could have got on there and just played the Dirty Dozens and that would have been that. But whatever, this is the mind state I am coming from, dude. Whatever you're thinking in your mind, you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my mind. So whatever negative you have to say, keep that in mind. Okay? Just like no one has to listen to the show because it's already sold. Right? Anything you think of in this world doesn't compare to I have the upper hand. Doesn't compare to I can, you can't. Doesn't compare to the haves and the have-nots. Did I know when I was born I was going to become this person? Did I not all tell you how to get your life? Did I not make it fair for everyone, which I know is a problem for a lot of the people who want to hold on to power and finances and riches. Which I didn't even step in and dictate to you how to run your business. There is a spiritual karma on this earth that I live by. Aleister Crowley, do no harm. And we're not going to get into Aleister Crowley and him being a pedophile to fulfill the highest sensation that he can on earth or anything like that. But I'm just saying that one line, if I didn't know nothing, which I do, and it was super innocent, which it is not, because I read his books. The point is, and maybe I can make up another term to adopt it as my own, you do no harm. That is the fulfillment of the law. And yeah, I know it would be hard for people who are used to having slaves in 2010, slaves in 2020. Slaves in 2024. That would be very hard to do. Because even I know there is an order to things. But one thing you're not gonna be, and one thing you know in that sold heart of yours, is that when you are doing these things, it does not feel right, and it's coming back as that tarot wheel of fortune in your mind that you will not be here. And that is not something that I helped you evaluate for your life. I have told you who I am. I have told you how I feel. I don't feel any of that racist bullshit. Because you will never be more intelligent than I will. You didn't earn it. This isn't generations in the making. This isn't we're seeing who is the person on earth that can stand the hands of time. This isn't the collective and totality of the earth at this moment. You have rolled out there with all of your people. You know, we'll say we're in the battle of time. Time will tell. The battle of time will tell. And whatever you and all of your generations and all of your people have done, there is one that stands above the rest. And that's just the way the universe saw for it to be fit, because you and your people and whoever you are, you didn't have enough karma to be at the top. You may have deceived yourself with all those sayings. You on the job and you cutting people down and they giving you that side eye and you think they mean nothing. And like I said, they can go home and pray and jack your ass up and put you back several generations. You don't know to whom you speak. Yes, I came from a home without a father. I faced many challenges. I've done marijuana when I was a teen. I did alcohol when I was a teen. I went to alternative school. I got a GED. I didn't make it to college until 2000. I faced challenges. I've faced adversity. I even faced adversity in my last term of school. I'm going to school to make the world a better place. I am giving a doctrine that this is how people should live. They should live being protected and being strong and being healthy. Did I sell anything bad? Did I sell a plan of depopulation? Like, some people go in there and it's all about me. Back this up. How do I go further? There are people, because I come from many races, and they're using me to not get killed when they didn't give one flying fuck about my baby's dads who passed away. They're living their karma, their doctrine in their head. They are sold up. They are not coming back. But yet, I'm still living in a financial travesty from them running around on the earth, tag teaming with their little enemy buddies. And then they gonna read me my motherfucking tarot to fuck me up. Competing. Being a person of color. I am the original person of the color. I am the diaspora. I am the dominant one. This is how it's done. I am the example. This doesn't meet up. This isn't the criticism being a person. This is what I'm saying about the hypocrisy. It's all good when you're getting those grants and that support and that recognition and the glory. But it's not all good accepting all black people because of insecurity, competition. Not being able to compete is another story. Accepting a person of color for who they are. Because we're all in this together. And there's a disclaimer. Don't get stupid, people. Don't get silly, people, like the Bible was saying. Like I was saying yesterday, this scripture reads, silly women go into the houses and the tents and do whatever. Everything I give, when the people go behind my back, they try to set up hookers, especially hookers, to be data catchers. Hookers have many jobs in their community. There's a hooker to try to tarot them in medium how people will die. There's a hooker tarot them in the medium of how a person doesn't look good. There's, you know, hooker medium is the same freaking pretense to them. And with all the people that you set up, especially the trolls here, to come after me, to go at me, to make things difficult, to put obstruction in my life, none of the other racists in my bloodlines do that. No race in my bloodline is actually trying to take from me and pull from me vitality, pull from me health, pull from me mental health especially, pull from me glory, pull from me respect. Anything good on a list, there's a list of every freaking good thing on the earth that has reached to heaven. And it would be, I'm trying to pull from you that whole entire list that has reached to heaven of good things. That's what you try to pull from me. Ultimately, my life. You're trying to pull life from me. None of my other bloodlines do that. All of my other bloodlines, they go about their business. And they all have their own individual minds. And they have something to say that is always thought-provoking and useful. You know, helping me on my journey. This is how we look at it. This is the dynamic that we look at it at. Don't forget about this. You know, just imagine I'm driving a car in a journey, and here's my bloodline along the side of the road giving me advice, good advice, and wishes. I'm just driving along. I'm getting to heaven. You know, I'm going over the horizon, and they're just on the side of the road, ancestors giving me good advice. This is how you do it. Be safe. Don't forget about this. And then I have the bloodline that's on the other side of the road throwing eggs, rotten tomatoes, rotten cabbage stew, rotten kinky, trying to pull me out the car. But then going behind my back and thinking you're need to be protected from your karma. And if I'm riding in the car with somebody, that may be even worse, which it shouldn't be. And you throwing insults, making things uncomfortable, trying to always interject with strife. I mean, sending people after me, sending people to do something wicked to me. And all I do is sit here and try not to offset the balance of the universe, because all people were created. There's a purpose for all people. We need all people. We don't have a right to take out people. Not necessarily. I mean, self-defense, that can go opposite very quick. You have to be smart. Nobody has the right to take you out. Now, I reflected. These are the people who have to evaluate stuff. They make their decision on what they evaluate, and their treatment especially. If you look at me like I can have an ice cream cone, then I'll be nice. If you look at me and then you don't sense that I want an ice cream cone, then I'm going to steer you on the corner to make a left into the back of a bus. That contingency. And so I've dealt with that. Like, I have different bloodlines. The other bloodlines don't have this contingency. Like, yes, they do. Because if I'm being a shit and an asshole, and that goes with them too, that read is not gonna come out right. But if they were humble, they were humble and loving, it should always come out right. But so then I take that same philosophy and I'm like, well, you want to treat somebody nice. You don't want to be an outcast. You don't want to be like a mental outcast homeless person. So with this bloodline, it's all about, like with everybody, just being respectful, treating them right, but having my own mind. And that's what these people don't allow me to have. They don't allow me to have my own mind. Because my other bloodlines, like I said, as long as you cool, as long as you're positive, you're not hating. I don't care who you are. I'm knocking you over. But I'm able to have my own mind. But this person doesn't want me to have my own mind at all. Your mind is overrode. We'll see you one day. after I've already explained what the deal is. You're unsafe to be around because you're volatile and you've made threats. And you bragged to the world about all the wickedness you've done to me and all the wickedness that you can do. And you have created obstacles in people with that obstacle is that person to deliberately come up against me. Because what did I hear yesterday? What did I hear? You can't be trusted, was it? Can't be trusted. You got to be watched. You know, there's something about Joanna. I'm a threat. I'm a threat, I think it was. Threat. Okay, let's go here. The reason why you are where you are and you will remain where you are is because your dyslexic way of flipping everything around. I'm a threat because I am able to successfully defend myself and come out successful. That is what is making me a threat. Because of this forward witch trial, which has continued, because it's me against the forward people that want to molest our way of life. But I am a threat because I can successfully withstand the snares of Satan. For you Christians out there, you know I don't like going Christian because it makes me sound weak. But successfully withstand the snares and the darts of Satan as it, the ancient one, the serpent, right? And protect myself and successfully come out on top. There is so much going on in the world. I read a story yesterday about a 19-year-old twins that were stabbed because they were rejected, or the guy who was coming on to them was rejected. You know, I don't want to deal with you. Sorry, I have a boyfriend, whatever. And he got mad. And I'm a threat because I can successfully reject you. I'm a threat because the plans of the... Oh, and I got to get going really quick because daycare is coming. Successfully get everything that I'm supposed to have back and not have to deal with your forwardness, your molestation, your rape, you throwing stripper at me, you throwing escort at me, you throwing prostitute at me, which is the worst case scenario because it goes up under the labia. It goes under the labia, you know. I don't like to molest stuff. I don't like to go through stuff where I'm thinking about my labia, where people is out there talking that shit and I'm thinking about my labia. What is my labia feeling in this situation? You know, it's like, and so that makes me a threat. If you know who I am, wouldn't it have just been wiser just to let me be at peace? It's your bitch ass that is coming for me, which will not work. You could have been over there peacefully in your fucking Maybach. In your, what is those cars that look like, I think they're Chryslers. That's like a scaled down Maybach. Something out there rolling with the homies, doing your thing, popping your tricks, smoking your weed, drinking your hen dog in the record studio, got your chains on, got your faded ass up, doing your dope, doing your shit, smoking your cigarettes, smoking your black and mild, minding your own motherfucking business. But see, this is the cover up for the AI too. Because you know who got you by the nut sacks. And you try to keep that dumb ass appearance up. You know, I have to show myself as the colored person that can carry the totalitarianism. The earth is shaking, you guys. Earth is shaking. The earth is shaking. Is somebody scared? Oh my God. Somebody's scared. Oh my God. The earth is shaking. Oh my God. Oh my God. All right. You call me mentally ill. Okay. We'll see how that medicine mules out. We need to, and I'm gonna look that word up. I was thinking about all the races on Earth, the Indians, from India, Hispanics, Asians, some of them, you know, mixed. But I was just thinking, total. I don't have time to look it up. My daycare's coming. You want to be the color. And I didn't want to say that, but I'm just going to have to say it because that's what messed up my train up. You want to be the color that has the totality of all colors, of all races. And so when those feelings got hurt and you see you buy the nutsack and you buy that pussy hair, then you're going to say that I'm a threat. I haven't did nothing like I ought to. I don't get a chance to do as I ought to. I am in the earth, followed by the government. Does that clear my ass? Most of the time, because I am here doing what I need to do, not planting evidence and covering up conspiracies. That is not something that I am doing, which is why I lay down at night and I have a good night's sleep. But you, as you know, as the white people know, that insult, that is something that most people do not come back from. But I have to go. I think I forgot something, but you know, it is what it is. So thanks for listening to Da Illuminati. This has been Joanna Morrow, and I hope you have a good day, and much love to ya. Love ya.